apparently in court, one of the girls also said that she had conversed with Lord Voldemort. So, you know.
Well, you say that all the time. No one believes you.
I don't talk to Lord Voldemort. I am Lord Voldemort. Welcome to a new season of Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. I'm Clay, and I'm joined by Monsieur Adam Berardi.
Monsieur Adam.
Monsieur.
Hello, everybody.
Monsieur Adam.
Good to talk to you again, Monsieur Adam.
Yes. Oui, oui.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like we're evil and French at the same time.
Oui. Very evil, oui. Very French.
Yes.
Very French. I like a French fries, my golden
side. Oui, oui, McDonald's. Greasy.
Greasy French fries in my greasy cul-de-sac.
We want
to do ballet. And I'd like to eat at buffets. That's all I have to say.
I pronounce the T in buffet.
Buffet. That's buffet. Warren Buffett. Okay.
You are right. We want to apologize for taking so long to get new episodes out. We know there was a big break between season 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Both of us had some pretty big life changes happen. Some good, some bad, and some most for both of us actually very unexpected.
Some but, happy, some sad.
Yay. Yeah. But we are back. We were never thinking about stopping the show. We really enjoy doing this, and we have lots of stuff to talk about.
Yes,
however,
we do.
With all of that said, we do plan on making some changes to the show. We're listening to feedback. We want to grow and move forward and not just talk about Cemetery X, Hotel Y, and whatever else we talk about, Z.
Yes, because on this show, Clay and I would like to be growers, not showers. We want to grow, not just show.
Grow, not show. Grow, yeah. Not show.
Hashtag growers, not, show. Not showers.
Grow, not show. Grow, not chose. Grow, not chose.
That's right.
Not
we want to be
chose,
more like
nachos. 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 I got to go get some nachos. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
We'll see you next time on Talk About Scary.
Thanks so much. No, I mean, honestly, like in the last couple seasons, we've been like little acorns, and we would like to grow into a nice, long, stiff root of a tree. And so that's what we're doing
like
for
the
you
word
guys
stiff.
Now. A nice, long, moist root of a tree.
I don't like the word moist.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm using all the adjectives I can to describe that we're growers and not showers.
We've now turned everybody off from the new season. They're like, great, this show is really, really
going through some changes.
I've taken some darker turns. It's fine. It's who I am now, guys. Enjoy. Enjoy. So.
We're going to start this season off with a bang. I think we're opening up this premiere with a really interesting topic. Slender Man.
Pronounced, I believe it's Slenderman. Slenderman.
The Slender Man.
Slenderman, attorney at law.
Yes. Well, okay. He does have a
Slenderman.
Nice suit.
He does.
And you know what? When he's at court, he makes a great attorney because you can't even like see his face. It's just always just a blank thing.
Just
it's
a blank,
blank.
Slate.
I think that most people probably have heard the story of Slenderman, though. I just... It's a very unique story, and the more you dive in, the weirder it kind of gets. It's a very...
Splash.
Splash. It's a very big piece of pop culture, dating all the way back to about 2009. That's kind of when the Slenderman came out of his... hole.
the Slender Mansion, also called
the Slender Mansion. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. But that's really what it is it's just a fictional character that some guy made up. It was actually entered into like a Photoshop contest, the art for this. It was the Something Awful Internet Forum. Woo. Woo woo woo. What a great sounding forum that I would never participate in. But yeah, there was just a Photoshop contest in which users were challenged to create paranormal images. Yes, I am air quoting if you couldn't tell. And forum poster Eric Knudsen. There's a K in there, but I made it silent, so it could be Knudsen. I'm not sure.
Are you sure it's not Earache and it's Eric?
I don't know. I can't do this. There's too many letters that should be there. Like, I call it a tsunami. Yeah. Because there's a T. You got to say it. Tsunami. Anyway, he went under the pseudonym Victor Surge, so we can just call him Victor Surge.
Good old Vic.
But good old Vic, because the Tor is silent. But he created this monster.
Yeah,
it's a very, very dramatic pause.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at it. It looks, he's very realistic looking, actually. Pretty good Photoshop skills for 2009, I would say.
I mean, not bad. They're not bad.
Not bad.
It's pretty scary looking.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. But anyway, pretty soon after he was, you know, created, if you will, the Slender Man went just viral, spawning numerous works of fan art, cosplay, and online fiction stories. That became known as Creepypastas. That was kind of towards the beginning of Creepypasta. It's a website that's great if you've never heard of it. I actually got licensing rights from an author who wrote the story Bedtime. Terrific story. And I made a short film about it. It was really cool. The author loved it. And it's a great website. If you don't want to sleep at night, go read some of it. If you do want to sleep, stay away. Stay away.
Or if you like the things I like, fall asleep to it. It's whatever you want, really.
I mean, I don't.
We don't presume. To know what you like.
It's too scary.
It is.
Some of those stories are like terrific.
There was one anyway on there about the tooth fairy that was just terrifying. I remember the tooth fairy one. Ooh, okay.
Right.
But the Slenderman, that's the one that got its legs.
Yes.
No pun
intended. Like I said, you know, it's kind of like turned into this urban legend like story, except you can obviously trace it back to when it was created, because it was this Photoshop contest in 2009. And
way back when I was just a little boy.
It you wish.
With a sparkle in my eye.
I have a sparkle in my eye.
You still do. I had a beanie on, and I'd play on my skateboard, my wheelie board, with all of my friends.
In 2009?
Yeah, we'd play with Pogs, and
I think you're thinking of like 1985. Because Pogs were like dying when I was born.
Oh,
okay. I remember them being for sale.
I didn't mean Pogs. I meant Frogs. We played Kick the Can, and we ate Necco wafers, and it was wonderful back in 2009.
You kicked cans of frogs while eating chalk candy?
Yeah. That's what the youth did back in 2009. So that's what I did, because I was a youth back then. I was a young man.
I was old. I had already graduated high school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I
guess you're old, man.
It was crazy times.
Gross. Gross old man.
The movie Superbad was like out there and everyone loved it.
McLovin. I'm loving it.
There's a lot of like McDonald's and stuff references in this episode.
I like McDonald's a lot. I mean, I don't go there anymore because I don't want to die, but from, like, you know.
You just like the idea, yeah, of clowns like terrorizing eating, people and fatty like burgers.
Clowns. Yeah, I do like clowns.
Anyway, let's dive in a little bit to some of these stories of Slender Man and stay on track. I realize I took us off track by talking about my youth and frogs and kicking things. But anyway, Slender Man does not directly kill his victims, it is said. Instead, he encourages others to please him.
He encourages others to make sacrifices in his name. Let's say that. Let's not say he encourages others to please him.
Well, sure.
What you said that was awfully suggestive. But yeah.
Only because you started this episode with suggestive words like moist and stiff.
That's you. No, that's all you that said that.
That was you.
You can rewind it. Rewind the episode. I want to hear the clip. No, it was you.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Do you have anything to say about Slender Man while I regain my thoughts? I can't stop thinking about pleasing him.
Yeah, pleasing the man himself. Well, you need at the right height for it, I'm sure. But you know, you know, I have to say, I hope that my audio didn't peak at my maniacal laugh that I can't help. But you know, I are we going to be diving in? I don't want to steal your thunder if you're going to be diving into the actual true crime part of it.
I was going to, like, the stabbings.
Yeah. You didn't have to say it out loud.
You can start it. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, again, you know, like, we'll probably talk about later in the season, you know, we've talked about in previous seasons, the manifestation of these things are, in the human mind are much scarier than the actual urban legends themselves, right? So, you know, people all over the place started, you know, doing cosplay. They started believing this thing was real. And what happens in the human mind, it can be far more terrifying than anything fictional. So, you know, that's kind of the way it is. And I could get into the true crime part of it, but I'll let you kind of lead with that a little bit more in a few minutes. But, you know, these things, they gain footing, and people who have vivid imaginations or wish for a better way of life will generally gravitate toward these things, especially if they have a love of the macabre. So this photo, this Photoshop image that this artist made, good old Vic, a very talented artist, you know, it turned into something very perverse, because people wanted it. They wanted to believe it to be real. So, you know, I'll just pose the question while we continue is, you know, is when does it become real? When does this thing that he made become a real entity? If it's in the minds of so many people, it's reality then, if people act upon it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than someone acting because a god tells them to do something, or, you know, when you, everybody, okay, not everybody, but a lot of different cultures and people over time have worshipped different gods and asked them, how do we, you know, make sure our crops are good and this and that, and make sure we all have good lives, and, you know, some gods will tell them to do this and this, and some gods are not friendly because maybe they're demons, or just it's the people in their head doing these things. So we'll get into some of the murders here, because I agree. I think as soon as something starts happening, the entity is real, whether there's like some physical form or it's real enough that it made people act upon it. That is when,
yeah, once it becomes a part of the culture, right?
Right. So, I'm not sure what year it was. I think it was 2014. It might have been 2012. I lost my place on my notes, but I know that it was on May 31st. There was two girls in Wisconsin who stabbed another girl nearly to death. I don't know if she ended up dying or not dying, but I believe she got stabbed 19 times. And ooh, it was intended to be a sacrifice to Slender Man.
They wanted to sacrifice her to Slenderman, right? Because they wanted Slenderman to take them to their Slender Mansion where they could live in peace and harmony for the rest of their lives. With Slenderman protecting these young kids. Yeah.
Authorities have the two get a mental evaluation, and they talked to them and asked like why they would do this, and apparently there was a couple of different stories given. I think it could be like interwoven into the same thing, but they said that they believe that Slenderman would appear to them if they sacrificed this third girl to them. But then they also said that Slenderman had threatened them and their families. So I don't know why he'd want it to appear if it was threatening you. Unless he was appearing to be like, you're free, come to my mansion, I got a pool.
Why does he sound like Kermit the Frog all of a sudden?
The Rainbow Connection.
I don't know. Why not?
Wow. Slenderman is now John C. Reilly.
Don't you play with my drum set. Don't you play with it.
Wow.
Yeah, so... and the girl, she actually survived.
It was
survived.
2014,
she,
by the way. Yeah, they were 12 years old. That's where I got the 14 and the 12 from.
That shit is just lit. If you ask me, that is lit. That is some insane shit. But the girl did live. She played dead until they left, and then she crawled herself to the street, got treatment, and she survived.
I like how you say played dead. Like, she's been stabbed 19 times. Like,
oh yeah, she didn't want to get up, though.
Probably very close to death. Like, she's probably not playing too hard.
Well, no, she wasn't playing too hard, but she definitely didn't want to get up anytime soon. You know what I mean? She's like, I'll wait till they leave. These two little psychopaths.
Well, they both got diagnosed with mental illnesses, and I think they got charged, but I can't remember how long they were hospitalized, or you know, kept in the asylum, or you know, wherever they ended up. But something interesting was that one of the girls also reported that Slenderman watches her regularly and could read minds and could teleport.
Oh, I have my my like new Goku. Production assistant here. I'm going to ask her really quick about this. Pardon me, Shalina. What did those girls get charged with a crime, or were they just stuck in a mental institution after they stabbed the young lady?
They were charged as adults.
They were charged as adults, so now they're in prison for how long?
Forever.
So these girls were charged as adults, and they were sentenced to prison, but my PA didn't do her her research properly, so she's not sure. So that's the answer we're giving the public today, is that Shalina is not sure. Thanks a lot for that. Makes me look good.
Yeah, I mean, I could read more into it, but
they were found not guilty.
They're found not guilty. Well, I could imagine
because mental disease or defect.
Yeah, typically if someone is proven to be crazy, the crime is usually like been, changed, dropped.
Now that I've called out Shalina on this, I have to finish the rest of this statement. They've both been committed to mental institutions for the next 25 years after they were committed. 25 years. So there you go. So they were tried as adults. They were committed to mental institutions for 25 years. And there you go. So, yeah.
Well, apparently in court, one of the girls also said that she had conversed with Lord Voldemort. So, you know.
Well, you say that all the time. No one believes you.
I don't talk to Lord Voldemort. I am Lord Voldemort.
Did he get a lordship all of a sudden? Has he always been a lord? You know, I didn't really care for a lot of the Harry Potter series. However, I will say that I really liked Dobby getting his ass kicked. I thought that he was hilarious. And I'm thinking about
having to find a new co-host for this show. If you don't like Harry
Dobby's
Potter.
My favorite character. Yeah. I did like Dobby a lot.
And I think I'm going to dress my dog blood. Up.
Mama Muggle. I'm gonna dress my dog Busy up as Dobby because he looks so much like him, and I'm gonna put a sock on him. I'm gonna stick a sock on a shirt. And he's gonna be Dobby.
Dobby is free.
Dobby's free. thought he was funny when he was like, stupid Dobby, and he was like hitting himself with a lamp. That was like slapstick for me. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I felt pretty sad when Dobby died. But anyway, keeping back on track.
But yeah, those two little witches, they stabbed their friend 19 times.
Well, and then that spawned a nationwide like panic over Slender Man across the United States. I mean, people started to like think it was real, that things could happen, and parents across the nation became worried, because then Slender Man shifted into this whole like watching and abducting and communicating with children.
Yeah.
That side of it has kind of like really subsided over the years, because obviously there's no evidence to back any of that up. But it turned into this, just this silly little picture in a Photoshop contest turned into hunting and making children please him.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. You know, we see that in modern times still, right? We see clearly photoshopped images and deepfake videos of, like, now we've turned to celebrities and politicians, right? Mm-hmm. Like that, the blood kick ritual with who's that? That was with Lady Gaga, right? You see that one, where they believe like she's, you know, part of this ritualistic society that they gain youth and riches from sacrificing the young. And you know, you see it in politicians, like they see Hillary Clinton and she's eating adrenochrome out of a child and just all sorts of stuff. And clearly these are horror movie deepfakes. You and I could make these all day long. They're really mm-hmm. easy to make. But now they've taken something back in, well, what was it, 2009, before we had really good deepfakes, just a Photoshop image. And people would love to create stuff like that. They love to make evil a reality in any way they possibly can. And it's kind of like the Matrix, you know, when they talk about the first Matrix and they're sitting down with Agent Smith and he's like, the first Matrix was built like a utopia, but human beings rejected it. Whole crops failed and people died. So we had to make something more dystopian for you guys to accept it. And it's kind of like this, it seemed like an indictment of the human race entirely in society, but really it's a really good you know, illustration of exactly how we behave. The Slenderman's a really good Slender Man is actually a very good illustration of how we behave with things like that. And it's been shown over and over and over and over again since, and we get more progressively worse with it, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's no surprise these two girls did that, because now those two girls are adults, and adults do that. We do it all the time. You know, the happy face killer, you know, we might be talking about him in a later episode, but that's a prime example, you know, of all these people getting killed and the happy face, smiley face killer, where these bodies were found and things like that. You know, people are terrifying sometimes. While this was surprising for the time, it's literally not surprising anymore in a lot of different ways. You know, and you make this a part of the culture, you make this a part of a subculture, and people will still follow it. And even though you said Slenderman is has lost traction in recent years, I mean, something will always take its place.
Well, yeah, I mean, Slenderman's still like a big thing. Like, you could still look it up and it's still relevant, but people have learned that it's just a hoax. It's a hoax, a story. It's, he doesn't really live in the woods and kidnap children and, you know, all these things. And in fact, there was a ton of inspiration that went into Slender Man that I think is pretty interesting. Good old Vic quotes that Stephen King's The Mist reports of shadow people and The Question, a DC comic superhero with a blank face, whose identity is Victor Sage. Very similar to his alias Victor Surge.
I like this guy a lot. This guy really is pretty like good.
And lastly, there's an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, my wife's like her favorite show, and we actually just watched it all over the last winter. Well, that's the real reason why we didn't make any more talk about scaries. We had to watch all of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But there's actually a really good episode. It was one of my favorites. And those of you who have seen the show probably know what I'm about to say before I even say it. But there's an episode called Hush. And the whole episode is silent. And it's terrific. But the bad guys have a very similar appearance to Slenderman. They wear these suits. They do have faces, but they just have this like really like menacing looking smile all the time. But very, very similar. And there's a character from the 1979 film Phantasm called the Tall Man. And there's been films made about Slenderman. I think there's even a movie called Slenderman with
really
Doug Jones, I think, played Slenderman. He does a lot of weird stuff. He was the thing in the Water movie. I don't have my notes up. It won like a bunch of awards. The person like falls in love with this like water beast.
Huh.
The Shape of Water, is that what it's called? The Shape. I gotta look this up before we wrap this episode up. But yeah, if you have anything to add, it's funny to see all of these things and how everything stems from something and just what can run wild with human imagination.
Yeah, you know, I mean, good old Vic again. You know, I think that he was a tremendous artist. He won a contest and he was very proud of himself. Do I think he was proud of himself for what happened? No, I think he's probably, it's unfortunate that humans can take a piece of art, no matter what it is, and we can destroy it. We can make it into something else. It can mean something else. That's with literature and everything. We try to find meaning that is the meaning that we want to see in things. And he made it a piece of art. It didn't have any legend behind it. People saw things and made a meaning that appealed to them. And then they followed it like a cult, because that's what we do. We follow things like cults in this country and in the world, but a lot in this country. Someone can make something that's, keep in mind, everybody, you know, someone can make something that's very make-believe and not true. A lot of older people now, on social media, I don't do the social as much as I used to because it's full of a bunch of weird old folks. No offense to all the old folks out there that are on social media. I love all you grandmas and grandpas. I think you guys are fantastic. But they take these things, and for some reason they can't decipher what's real and what's fiction. And they take these things that they believe could be real that are actually fiction, and they hold on to them. And then they take those and they share them with somebody else, and they add their own little thing to it, their own little spin. And through mass media, which seems to be very personal, which is actually not personal at all, they can communicate these horrific, caustic ideas, these cancerous ideas to a multitude of people. And this is evident, way back in 2009 when it was MySpace, with the Slenderman. And, it grew into something tremendous. And it happens to this day. It happens all the time. And now we've actually started villainizing people that we know are real because we have the technology to make it happen. We were just talking today about the Adobe Photoshop's new AI program, the beta version. I was testing it out. Some things worked very well. Like I wanted to change a shirt on my girlfriend earlier, so I changed the shirt on her to be a Hawaiian print shirt, and she was wearing a striped shirt, and I cut out the shirt, and I just changed it through the command prompts, and she had a backpack on, and I actually autofilled her backpack back on where it was supposed to be, and the shirt looked like she was just wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and the global lighting was perfect. And then I changed where she was, like she was in Paris, and it looked like she was in Paris. And the global lighting was perfect because it took a half the picture and then it made it so, you know. And so, you know, with these new things, these new tools that we have, we always have to be very, very, aware that it's very easy to fake something that's in reality now, you know.
Yeah, it's
do I believe
crazy.
Lady Gaga was eating blood cake? No, I don't believe that. I think she's probably a very wonderful person, and she does a lot for different organizations, and she's just an artist, just like this Vic guy was, Victor was, and you know, we pervert these things, and it's time maybe we take off the lenses, we put our phones down, and we actually try to enjoy life a little bit and make things a little bit less terrifying. Leave that shit to me and Clay. We'll talk to you about it. But there's plenty of horrible stuff in the world, you know. So, you know, the Slender Man was just the beginning of it. And creepypasta actually as a whole was the beginning of it. And I remember these things happening. Also, lemonparty.org, if everybody remembers lemonparty.org, don't look it up ever. I'm just kidding. but and as a side note, for those who know, you'll just know. But all jokes aside, you know, these things are terrifying. And one of the things we talk about and talk about scary is the scary. Is the Slender Man scary? The idea of it, or was what these two girls did, was that more scary? And all these people who followed it, is that more scary? And I think the answer is always the latter when it comes to that question.
The human brain, that's what's scary.
We are terrifying, terrifying primates. And that's why I like this premiere episode. It's because you talked about something that's fantastic.
We'll go ahead and wrap up now, but I did want to say the film I was referring to is called Always Watching, came out in 2015.
Finally. Gosh, I thought you were never going to get to it.
Doug Jones plays Slender Man.
I'm just riffing for like 10 minutes, waiting for you to just finish it up.
And
you know what I mean?
The movie I was referring to was called The Shape of Water. It won a bunch of Oscars. I think Guillermo del Toro directed it.
Of course.
But yeah, there's also a movie called Slender. And what?
Nothing.
And a movie called Slender Man. I think those came out in 2018. So there's been a lot of movies. I referenced The Tall Man from another film from 1979. I think there's actually a movie called Tall Man. I think Jessica Biel was in that. I'm just throwing a bunch of names out at this point in time. People you should check out. Miss Daniel Beale. Radcliffe. You know, he was in Harry Potter. Check that out if you haven't. Mm. We all love Harry Potter here, especially Adam. But, But yeah, that's all I got for this episode.
Well, thanks for sharing, Clay. Thanks to all of you for listening to us. Thank you for waiting for us to come back with this episode in the new season. We will not keep you waiting this long ever again. Things in life happen. You know, keep those notes coming in. Keep looking at our Instagrams. Keep sending us messages. We love to hear from you guys.
And stay stiff.
And stay, and as always, keep it stiff.
No, let's go back to the, I like the original better.
Creep it moist? I forget.
No, not moist.
Creep it real. Creep it real, y'all. Thanks so much.